Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to speak with Karen Eichen about the annual chamber meeting. Excellence Award nominations have been turned in, and they're currently being decided by past chamber board members, and the Excellence Awards winners will be announced at their annual meeting in February. Talks to us a little bit about what the importance of the chamber meeting is, and also about the history of the Excellence Awards.
All right, well, Karen, today we're going to be talking about the annual chamber meeting. Tell me about some of the things that are going to be presented at the meeting.
Well, first and foremost, it is our annual meeting. It's also a great opportunity for our members to get together, network, but also learn a lot about what the chamber has been doing over the last year, what we look to do over 2013. But more importantly, we will be recognizing some individuals who will receive our Hall of Fame Excellence Awards. And those will be given to either individuals or businesses who have really exemplified and gone above and beyond for the community through their actions or through products they've introduced and really made an impact. And then in addition to that, we will have Pella Community Schools in to really talk to our members about their facilities plan, upgrading those, and a great opportunity for our members to learn about that and ask any questions.
So how did the awards get started? Is this the first year for them, or is it a long-time tradition?
It's a long-time tradition. This is our 40th year. How they began was before my time, so I can't really tell you exactly how they started, but over the 40 years, they've recognized some great individuals and companies who have really shaped Pella to be what it is today.
So how many people get nominated on average every year?
On average, we have restructured it a little bit. This is our 40th year, so we have just gone for an excellence award. We have 12 nominations. In the past, we've had different categories, so each category would have had anywhere 2 to 10 nominations in each category. It really varied with, you know, the year and what happened. So we've had great numbers, and I think as a result, the committee has selected some very deserving individuals for those awards.
So at the meeting, do you talk about what has gone on over the last year? Do you also talk about what's going to happen in the future at the chamber?
We do. We give a review of what not only the chamber has done, but our Convention and Visitors Bureau, our Positively Pella program, and the Pella Area Development Corporation. And then we overview what will be taking place this upcoming year in all of those departments. So it's a great review of what we've done and a look ahead to what we will be doing and how members can tie into that.
And like you said, it's also a chance for business leaders to meet up together and kind of talk.
It is. We're going to have a great breakfast this year. We're having it in the morning. It will be on February 22nd from 7 to 8:30, so everybody can come before work. It'll be at the Graham Conference Center, and the cost will be $15, and we have some great gifts that people will go home with as well. If anybody would like to reserve their seat, they can call us here at the chamber at 628-2626. And if you could RSVP by February 16th, that would be wonderful.
Now, is this just for chamber members, or can people maybe thinking about joining come?
It is for both. It's $15 for members and $20 for any future members we may have.
And so for people who may be looking to become a member, is this a good chance for them to kind of learn about what the benefits are?
It's a great time to learn about what the chamber does. And as we review what we have done in the past year and look forward to what we will be doing, they really get an opportunity to see where their dollars will go, what it will be doing for them, and how they can partner and help promote themselves.
And also, as you said, the school district is going to be presenting their facility plan, which is going to impact everyone in the community, not just businesses.
It will impact everybody. And with the upgrades, of course, there is a cost. And definitely, I think they have done a tremendous job of taking a look at all the facilities and really deciding what is most important for the upgrades. As that may go to a vote this spring, I think it's very important that our members know what that plan entails, have the opportunity to ask any questions so they have the information they need when they go to the polls.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen. She's told us about the upcoming annual chamber meeting and about the history of the Excellence Awards, whose winners will be announced at the chamber meeting. Just a reminder, all our Let's Talk and in-depth programs are available online at kniakrls.com. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.